Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast. Oh, hello everyone, and welcome to number 7 of Scummy Mummies. It's me, Helen Thorne, again.
And it's me, Ellie Gibson, again. Hooray!
Hooray! But we are not alone. No, we are not. We have not one, but two special guests with us. One is my mother, all the way from Australia, and the other is...
my mother, all the way from 5 minutes away.
Yay! So my mum wins. Yeah. So she has come all the way just for this podcast, haven't you, Mum?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, you may have travelled 24 hours, but my mother travelled from SE4 to SE23, and that is, you know, that's big,
dangerous
cross.
That is. Yeah. You went past many an off-licence and a fish and chip shop to get here.
With difficulty.
Yes. So, I'll introduce my mum. My mum is Lee Thorne, and she is a mother of 5. And she also is a grandmother of 5 currently, but we are on tender hooks, aren't we, Mum?
Absolutely.
My sister-in-law is about to give birth, so she may, on live podcast, become a grandmother of 6.
You make it sound like she's in the room. She could pop at any moment.
She is, yeah, just in the laundry doing her labour breathings as we speak, for the benefit of the podcast, because that's how big we've got now. We're going to have live births as well.
Almost as big as your sister-in-law, that's right.
Bless her and her cervix right now.
So that's exciting. Of course, we've always got the added tension of my son Charlie waking up at any moment. He's just above our heads. So
yes,
it really is a thrill-packed event already.
It's like Autumn Watch, really, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes,
that thrilling.
With small children. So there it is. So I'll introduce my mum, if that was all right. My mum is Ray Gibson. And you're asking to how old you are, but do you want me to say that?
I am 67.
That's right. She doesn't look a day over 65. And
I'm older than that.
You win.
Yes.
75, was it?
No. Definitely not.
That's when she was born, Helen.
Okay, sorry. 71.
71, everyone. And a day over 71.
And how many children have you got, Mum? I forget.
Too many.
Oh, well, there we are. So this is a grubby grannies special. Is that what we're calling it, Helen?
Gross grannies, grotty grannies,
scabby grannies. Mm. What would you prefer, ladies? What's
I prefer to go home. It's going to be
home. Too late now. As a traditional, yeah, we've locked the doors.
Gracious grannies.
Gracious
grannies.
Yes.
Okay.
Grand grannies.
Lee, I don't know if you've listened to the podcast before, but good luck. Good luck with that. Are you excited about being the podcast, Mum? How are you feeling about it, genuinely?
I'm just waiting for something to happen.
For it to be over.
Yes, for it to be over, yes. I've had the crisps and the little glass of wine.
We've had canapés, yes.
The canapés.
Lee, have you listened to the podcast before?
Yes, quite a few times.
What do you think of it?
Out of ten? No, that's okay.
Actually, one afternoon when I wanted to do the ironing and my husband decided to take over the ironing, his own ironing, and he ironed for 3 hours, and I listened to 2 episodes of Scummy Mummies during the time when he did ironed his shirts. So, you know.
But what did you think?
Shirts come out with some burn marks in them.
No,
well, it was interesting because one other time I listened to the beginning of it with some friends over breakfast, but as soon as we got to the bit about eating No, not eating the placenta, but, you know, the what you do with the placenta.
Was it the umbilical crafts? Was that?
No,
that's enough to put anyone off a week.
Decapitalisation.
Yeah, that's right. That's when Joan turned it off. My friend turned it off.
Good. Okay.
Fair enough, Joan.
Very popular,
I think,
with the over 60s then.
Sorry, Joan, if we offended you. I was going to say, please listen again, but we'll probably just do it again, so maybe it's best if you don't.
But her daughter, Claire, loves it.
Oh, well,
in Australia.
Are.
Hello, Claire, yeah. In Merrigam,
yes.
Australia.
That's right, yes.
I'll put on my best Australian accent yes. for you.
Your mother may not
Joan,
be a scumbag, but you are. Well done, Joan.
So, she gets us. Lovely.
Lovely Joan, scumbag Claire. So there we are. As we say, this is the Grubby Grannies, or Gracious Grannies episode, depending on how it goes. Now, what we're going to do is throughout the podcast, we're going to ask you lovely grandmas, you know, some sort of grandma-related questions.
Mm-hmm.
That's the plan. And as you'll know, because you have listened to the podcast, sometimes things can get a little bit mucky.
Yes.
A little bit, you
grotty.
Know, visual. So shall we say, cross the line, some
yes.
would say. We haven't yet been thrown off iTunes, but I always feel like this could be the one.
This could be our explicit tipping point.
Yeah. I hope not.
Mum's friends are listening right now. Don't press off, Joan. Stay with us.
don't turn that dial. I haven't had dial since 1996. But anyway, so what we've done is, because we want you to feel comfortable, you know, grandmas, we want you to feel, you know, we don't want to go too far.
No.
So if you feel like at any point it is going too far, it's got out of control, whether it's me or Helen or one of you, you know, you can, I've got you this buzzer, right? So if it's going too far, you just do this. Okay, and that's it. And that stops the conversation. Anything you don't want to hear about, you don't have to hear about it, just...
Can I take it home after the show?
give it a quick go, Mum. Go on, give it a buzz.
Yes, it's good. It's good.
Does that feel good? Lee, would you like to give it a try?
Oh yeah. Nicely. Done with authority.
Very firmly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shut up, Helen.
So does that make you feel a bit more comfortable?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's like a safety net, really, for the grot.
Yes.
Good.
So we're going to do our first Let's Ask Grandma, as we're going to call these questions. Grandmas, is being a grandma better than being a mum?
I've got to say yes. I mean, there are obvious answers, like, you know, you can give them back at the end of the day. That's what everybody says. But it is adorable being a grandma because you've got unconditional love going between you. You know, there's no agenda. It's like good cop, bad cop. You're the good cop. You're the baddies who have to say, no, you've got to go to bed now. And, you know, you can't do that because we've got to be at the dentist or whatever. But we've put aside the time, basically. And they're all ours. And we're all there. We've got time for them to, you know, get a felt tip pen and draw around your liver spots. And we appreciate that they don't care if you've got a hairy face. I mean, you know, it's just...
So basically what you're saying in a nutshell is, because you look after Charlie 2 days a week for me so I can work. So what you're saying is during those 2 days, you don't discipline him and you don't shave.
That's it. That's what I meant to say. But of course, there is a big butt coming, as the actress said to the bishop.
But you do lock him in a cupboard for 2 hours if he's really naughty.
The butt is that we're old. Grandmas are old. And some grandmas are older, younger than other grandmas. And you know that bloke, lovely Roger Hargreaves, who wrote the Mr. Men books?
Oh, yeah.
Sadly, he's not around now. But if he was... He'd have to update his series. He'd have to write books called Old Mrs. Cranky or Old Mrs. Creaky Knees or, you know, Old Granddad Grumpy. You know,
Mr. Rheumatism.
Yes.
Jolly, isn't it?
A whole new series. It'd be all about...
Mr. Happy Gets
Grandma,
a Hernia.
Grandma, can you play Lego on the floor with me? No, because I can't get up again. It would be all... That kind of theme.
Yes.
So that is a bit sad that you... I feel a bit sad anyway that you can't run and jump and around as much as you would like to.
Mm.
And you're heaving them in and out of cars and, you know, you've got to talk hemorrhoids at some point when you're getting older. Not all grannies, but, you know.
Mm.
And I don't necessarily refer to myself, of course.
Have you got hemorrhoids? I did that myself. I think I had gone too far.
Yeah,
we'll stay above the pant line for the next one.
But yes, it is very, very lovely. And if you are lucky enough to fall in love with your children when they were born, you're going to fall in love with your grandchildren, and it is being in love with them. Mm. For most people, I think, you know, if you're lucky, and it is very, very wonderful.
Well, Lee, you've got, is it six grandchildren? You've got five.
Nearly six.
Nearly six.
5.9.
Yeah. Are you in love with all of them, or is there one or two you're like, oh, I don't know?
No, I love them all. I don't really have any favourites. I didn't have any favourite children, and I don't have any favourite grandchildren. And
such a liar.
We all know the truth, don't we, siblings?
But of course, it's different
for
me.
You're not on trial.
It's different for me. Because I live in Australia, and three, nearly four of my grandchildren are here.
Do you find that that almost enhances that sort of specialness of being a grandma? Because not only, you know, are you the grandma, but they don't get to see you that often. So when they do see you, is it like a super treat?
Yes. Well, sometimes I think they'd prefer I'd probably be back in Australia. Yes, as Ray says, you can, you know, hand them back, really. And, you know, it's only for a certain length of time.
And they get more presents than I ever got. I have noted that.
Yeah.
I think my kids have done better out of mum than I did. Mm. Well, but, you know, not, it's fine. I'm okay with it now.
Probably got more money now.
Yeah, true.
It is better.
You don't have the full responsibility.
And they do keep you young for about 20 minutes, and then it's come up after
make
that.
You feel old again.
Yes, exactly. Older.
They make me feel old, and I'm older.
Well, there we are.
I think we've solved.
It is better.
We've
answered
that question. Being a grandmother is better than being a mum. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, ladies, you're on the podcast. You're going to be part of the wonderful thing that is Scummy Mummies. And one of our regular and very popular segments is Handbag Surprise.
Handbag Surprise. Handbag Surprise. Handbag Surprise. Handbag Surprise. Surprise.
Surprise, yes, that works well. Because all daughters like going through their mother's handbags at any age, really.
Well, there's something very interesting.
Okay, right, give me a handbag, mother. Give me a handbag. Right, here we go. Handbag surprise, handbag surprise.
Get your hands out, Rach.
Do you still write checks? Do you know it's 2013?
Yeah.
some eye drops, there we are.
Very nice.
That's interesting. Ooh. It's a sort of wooden egg.
What is it?
What's inside?
My medicines.
It's my old lady pills. Strange crushed
old
white powder.
She's going out after this, Ellie. Are the eye drops still in date?
We've got a little notepad, and it's actually marked handbag notes.
Oh, very
isn't
nice.
That lovely. Is that for making notes about your handbag? Potty training stickers. Oh, a toothbrush.
Oh, good.
Is that for when you stay over at your lover's house?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
That's nice. And a lovely glasses cleaning cloth with some penguins on it.
Oh,
from
very
Lakeland.
Nice. Oh.
That's quite a good haul, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a picture of you.
All right, so Mum. Who's next?
Oh. Hands up. What's in the bag?
So Helen's going down Lee's handbag.
Yeah.
Lee's not looking very happy about it.
Well, okay, let's have a rummage.
We've got
A to Z because Mother is travelling.
Oh, very
with a lovely
nice.
Liberty print cover.
Oh, that's lovely. I'm
for
quite
the classy,
jealous of that.
Elegant traveller. One has a Liberty printed.
Feel free to leave that
gave it to me.
I gave it to you, yes.
Oh,
that's right.
Well, there you are.
And again, the classy traveller, a Selfridge's mini umbrella.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. This is a classy granny in
this
here.
This is either a classy granny or a very sophisticated gay man. My goodness.
She's been stealing again. What else have we got? Mints. Very sensible.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Mm.
Lovely.
Again, useful for those overnight stays.
Now, what's in here? Oh, that's, look, Harrod's bag phone cover.
Oh, hell.
Oh, I know. Look.
Did you buy that as well?
No, I think she did because Mum can't have a normal phone just in there. She has to have a handbag for a phone.
Why not?
I know. Like she has a
it's
handbag.
It's like handbag surprise.
Yes, handbag for her camera as well. So there's a handbag.
It takes you 3 hours to get out.
Two mobile phones. Very good.
Oh my goodness.
You've got two phones, Liz.
Yeah, that's the one that I put my English SIM card in.
Oh, this is getting really interesting.
And that's my Australian phone.
I see.
Look, which is on international roaming.
Right.
Again, so. Very interesting. And a clean hanky that's been ironed.
Oh, my goodness.
So I think this... Oh, it's a bit stainy.
I think that's embroidery.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, a velveteen hat.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, I got that from the op shop.
Very nice.
And the charity shop. Charity shop, Australian.
Lots of things to wipe yourself with, basically. We've got antibacterial wipes, we've got tissues, we've got hankies. And very nice. Okay, Mother. Well, that's very dull. I can't incriminate you at all.
Lynn, you're a sophisticated lady. I'm very impressed by the contents. It is indeed a gracious granny's handbag.
Should we do ours?
Let's do ours, because that will get hands on that buzzer, ladies. Hands on that buzzer.
Get it out.
Right, Mum. Here you go. Knock yourself out. That's my handbag there.
Okay. Oh. Assorted animals. Oh, I bought that one.
Yeah, that's a lovely penguin. Bit grubby
and
now.
A cow. Also a cow. Does it grubby. Make a noise? Yes, it does. Very impressive.
Oh. As I say, a bit grubby. Looks like it's been rolling around in an ashtray.
And a pair of something.
What is it?
What's this?
I've just dropped it. So this is a prop from our show, ladies, and we'd like you to guess what it is. Lee, would you like to feel it?
I've got some idea. Helen mentioned something. It's to do with pelvic floor exercises.
That's right.
Can you describe it for us, Mother?
Well, it's sort of like one ball attached to another ball held by a piece of string.
And what
are you describing your husband's wedding chapel?
I'm not quite certain where you put it.
It's for your lady garden, Mother.
Yes. It's to do with pelvic floor exercises, which I've never seen anything like that.
Well, I'm an innocent. I just thought it was to massage your feet. I thought you had bare feet and you just rolled it along.
Helen had mentioned something about it.
We were talking about pelvic floors.
Yes,
and I said, there's these special things that you can, you know.
Anyway, well, you and I are a size 8. I wouldn't massage our big toe. So this is your Helen, your handbag now. Yeah, we're going for Helen.
Oh, that's nice.
Is that a urine sample?
Yes, I think it's for
Helen. Have you got something to tell your
mother? No, that's why.
I think it's for.
I wonder why you're drinking all that cranberry juice.
That's right. Ooh, stingos.
Pair of socks.
There is a green bracelet that I gave.
Features on the last
that
one.
That I gave Helen, and she wears it every time she performs.
That's
really? Mm.
There's some pretty gross things.
Don't want to go down too deep.
What Lee doesn't know is she wears that bracelet around her thigh and then lifts her skirt up and flashes the audience.
And this is I won't go any further. It's too revolting.
That's the comedy, Mum. That you could just. There's a whole lot of gross things you could pull out. Everything's quite dusty from all the.
I don't want to look at it all.
A conker and a tampon.
It's autumn and the time of the month.
Look at that.
It's horrible.
It's a tampon cover.
I don't want to know about it.
That's it. Lee has declared the end of handbag surprise.
It's a knife.
Respect the buzzer, Helen. No, stop, Helen. Stop. Helen, stop. Okay. She's done it. She sounded the buzzer. You must respect the buzzer. You must respect your mother.
Okay.
We could write a song about that.
Yeah, I think so.
It's not too late. Show's only in 5 days. Yeah. So, oh my God. Anyway, that was great.
So we've done that bit. Now it's time for another question for our special guest.
Let's ask grandmas.
So, grandmas, what do you really think about modern parenting? And do you think we have it easier or harder?
Easier or harder?
I think probably harder, because I didn't work at all when I had the children, so I was home all the time. But I think there's a lot of pressure, you know, for modern parents to work, even if it's part-time. I don't think it does the children any harm, because I did family daycare for 13 years and minded a lot of children whose parents worked part-time. Yes, I think probably is a lot harder. A lot more stresses, I think.
Would you agree with that, Mum?
Yeah, absolutely with that point. But on the other hand, there is so much more to do with kids. There's so much available to do with them. You can be spoilt for choice. And it's just becoming more and more apparent how important parenting is. I don't understand still why in schools we do not have regular parenting classes slotted into the timetable, the same as French, because it is the most important thing you'll ever do in your life. Kids' books are wonderful. You can go to the library. You know, the artwork is amazing. The content's amazing. Technology, modern technology, computers and blah, blah. There's so much. It's so much easier to get this information for your kids, not just entertainment value. It's marvelous. I remember when we were little, we learned, you know, cow, sheep, horse, and now you've got two-year-olds going, that's a chameleon, Grandma, you know, an iguana. And it's lovely. It's lovely. It's very nice.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in a very small, isolated country town in Australia. Mm. And I think about what my kids are growing up with in London.
Yeah.
And they can go, they'll say, what are we doing today? Which museum are we going to? Are we going to the Museum of Transport or all that sort of thing? So they're exposed and they're very culturally aware and much more worldly than I was. And that's exciting, I think, for and them.
As Ellie's tired of hearing me say, we had play school on the telly in the morning and it was repeated in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And if anybody came to the repeat or came to the door in the morning, you could kill. That was your time. That was your only time. And if you got up in the night with babies or whatever, there was no videos or telly programs or anything for you to kind of lull yourself off with while you were rocking the baby or anything.
Well, we didn't have television at all.
No.
Until 1974.
Yeah.
Helen, what would have been your highlight of when we lived in a country town of a special family activity?
We would go to a lake and swim in a lake, wouldn't we?
That's right.
That would be it.
My parents used to take me to nudist colonies, didn't
you? Yeah, we did. Yeah. Oh, that's very
because
nice.
Because they were hippies, you know.
Yeah. But Ellie was the only one with a swimming costume on, she was three.
No. But, you know, that was
We wore wellies. We wore wellies when it was a bit rainy.
What, just wellies?
Just wellies.
Oh, God. And,
wellies and willies.
I might have to press this buzzer.
I know. It's gone very grotty, Ray.
There was a wonderful evening when we went to the restaurant and we looked in and we could see people, you know, clothed, you know, pearl necklaces and blouses. And we went back to the tent and we thought, tent.
Yeah.
Smart.
Surely it was a greenhouse. We what's the point?
Yeah. And then these people got up from the table and they only had a blouse and a pearl necklace on.
That was a wonderful moment. And what kind of pearl necklace?
I'm so glad I don't know what that means.
So am I. Okay. So,
I think at this point I mentioned that my dad was a priest and my mum is the vicar's wife. So I think we're covering all bases here today.
That's it.
There we are. Good-o.
We're crossing borders.
We did Christian camps and did a lot of singing in our clothes.
A lot of clothes.
Good.
But I think it's a fair point. And nowadays everyone just goes to Centre Parks, don't they?
They do.
And it's, you know, and you're partially clothed for some of the time at Centre Parks. It's reached a sort of happy medium, hasn't it?
You can hang out in your bathers and your swimmers and,
Or your swimming costumes, Helen, as we do call them in this country.
I know.
Thank you.
Bathers. Bathers is Australian.
So, I think we've said that modern parenting is harder in some respects, but we have more opportunity and choice. Yeah.
Let's have a little pause, mainly because I need some more wine. Does anyone else need a top up?
I'll just give myself Sainsbury's House Merlot.
Now, last episode, Liz, you may remember we introduced a new feature called Hummus Review, which is basically my attempt to get a hummus company to send us some free hummus. Mm. It didn't work. We've had no free hummus. Mind you, I haven't checked the post for a few days and there is a funny smell coming out of the letterbox. So I thought, okay, let's try a new hummus-themed idea. Helen doesn't even know about this. This is all happening live.
This is very exciting. Hummus surprise.
Do you remember, ladies, the Pepsi challenge, right? Where, like, what they would do is, like, an advert and they would give, like, a celebrity, like, Pepsi and then a rival cola brand and the celebrity would have to guess which was the Pepsi and stuff like that. So I've invented the hummus challenge.
Get out of town.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's inspired by previous guest Steve Hill, who claimed that Sainsbury's Basics hummus was just as good as the real stuff, even though it's like nearly half the price.
Mm.
So I've got here two tubs of what look like identical hummus. They're not identical.
Right.
One is Sainsbury's Basics hummus. One is Sainsbury's Organic hummus. So what I'd like to invite you all to do is take a breadstick. Okay, so we're going to call this one hummus A. And this one hummus B. Mm. Basically, ladies, I want you to eat the hummus and tell me which one you think is organic and very expensive and which is basics and very scabby.
Right.
Organic.
You think that's organic, Lee?
Mm. I think it's the opposite.
Do you?
I think that one's organic. That's got a...
Helen and Lee have gone for
It's a more pastier consistency. That one feels like it's got a bit more filler in it.
Mm. Helen and Lee have gone for hummus A. Mum, are you going for? Are you going with them? Or are you going to?
No. Opposite.
So you think, Mum, that is organic?
It's organic, yeah. Mm.
Well, let's find out who's right. It's very exciting, isn't it? Oh, it's Lee and Helen.
Hey!
That is the organic hummus.
The ones will not be beaten.
It's almost as if, Mum, you are naturally inclined to prefer cheap food.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Yeah. Oh, I do prefer it. I think that's too pasty. Sorry.
Mm. Too pasty. Oh, yeah. It's quite a lot of tahini in it, I think. Mm. I think they're over tahini. Mm. It's very easy to do. We've all made hummus.
I've never made it.
I like the lemon sauce.
Well, I've only made it once, and that was for one of these podcasts. So
okay.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Do you want to introduce the next one, Helen, seeing as I interrupted us with hummus review?
No, that's fine. We have in our midst... Queens of Craft. So we've got a new segment called Craft Corner.
Oh, I like that.
Craft Corner.
That was almost a harmony.
Oh, no, it was. There was two different notes at once.
Okay. Is that what a harmony is? I don't really understand music. Okay.
So, Ellie, your mother is crafty.
That's right.
Nudist.
Because, Mum, you actually used to write craft books, didn't you?
That I was did, born indeed. Children's books. Yes. Oh. Yeah. They used to give me a book title and I used to run into the toilet and scream and then come out and say, yeah, it's fine. I can do that.
You did also, you did Christmas and
origami and papier-mâché and making models and blah. And my daughter, Ellie, and my son, Harry, were wonderful,
<Where is she? laughs>
wonderful models in my books.
Ah,
and,
yes.
Which was so very lovely.
So did you papier-mâché her?
Tried. She wouldn't keep still. She'd never keep still.
She bent me around a coat hanger.
Yeah.
Lee, are you a craft fan?
Yes, and I have bouts of it, but I do manage the... I'm in charge of the craft store at our annual church fair. My specialty is covering coat hangers with Liberty print materials.
Oh, lovely.
Very
and
nice.
And they sell very well.
I bet they do. Yeah. I like some of those.
Yes, there's some very well-known people buy my coat hangers every year.
They've had it first.
Yes.
Good.
So
Liberty coat hangers.
Yes, so I made...
Has Kylie got any? Has Kylie got any?
No, but I won't say. Certain Australian well-known identities like my coat hangers.
Is it Dame Edna?
No.
I'm running out of Australian
names. That's it.
Danny Minogue.
No, but Danny Minogue does live in Flinders or near Flinders.
Near Mum's house.
But she hasn't been to our fate.
I did say worse than death. Very bad, but somebody had to say
Danny
it.
Minogue.
Come on, Danny.
Let's tweet her.
Jeffrey Rush has been to our fate.
Oh,
he hasn't bought my coat hangers.
Jeffrey, throw your clothes on the floor, you dirty boy. Go on. Go to Lee's fate, buy some coat hangers. What's wrong with you? You're a millionaire, for God's sake.
And, that's about my specialty. Last year I made about 20 of them.
This is the detail we need to know. No, I want to talk about Mum's 80s craft thing, which was getting some plain soap, then cutting out a nice image, then putting a paraffin wax over the top.
Oh.
And then a nice ribbon around it for the church fair.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, so you get like a hobby craft or a nice little picture of a puppy, and then you put the paraffin wax over the top.
Oh,
so
everyone likes a puppy on a soap.
They do. What else you do? Just cut out things from a magazine and put it on a soap.
Oh,
yeah, like an imperial leather.
I think,
but personalised.
Does Kirsty also know about this?
She may be pioneering like Ray in the decorative soap department, as well as Liberty coat hangers for Geoffrey Rush.
Yeah. Who knew?
And Danny Minogue. Any of the other well-known celebrities that live
here. Really, I'm like the Kennedy family. I don't know.
Yeah, coat hangers to the stars. That's their business idea.
Yeah. I got a quick question for you. How many times, Mum, have you checked your Amazon sales ranking in the last 3 weeks?
I haven't.
Oh,
but
no.
At one point, me and Nigella Lawson were on a par.
That was many years ago.
Wow. Yeah.
Poor old par. He didn't ask for it. No, so what you were selling as many books as La Nigella.
Oh my god.
Listeners, check your Osborne books, because it may have been written by Ellie's mum,
Ray Gibson.
The grannies were talking before we started recording, and Mum has one of Ray's books back in Australia and has recreated the hand angel.
Have you? That's so nice.
I think so, yes.
She was lying, just to be kind.
But sometimes it's a bit sad to see some of my old books appear on Amazon for 1p.
That's sad.
Yeah. But at least, you know.
I had a big pile to get rid of, Mum. What can I say? But we used to love, didn't we, Mum, reading the women's magazines, the top tips.
Yes.
And what was our favourite of all time?
Our very all-time favourite was the tampon Halloween decoration. Wonderful. So cheap.
Yeah.
So quick. So effective.
That's right.
And basically, you took one of those little tampon things with the string and you teased the bottom out into like a little frill. Just very gently, but just a few, 30 seconds. Teased the bottom frill out, and then you took a felt tip pen, quite a dry felt tip pen, and you drew on two big oogly eyes on it. And then it turned miraculously into a ghost.
Very nice.
And you see, it had a ready-made string to hang around your kitchen.
That is crafty.
You know, and you could do 50 in 20 minutes, and hang them all around your room. Wasn't good for outside in case it rained.
No.
There was a bit of distortion.
don't use them as earrings.
A bit of distortion
But
otherwise, I'm just passing that on to you as a gift.
Thank you. That's 4 days
that's
too late.
That's a legacy that will stay with our family forever.
So while I was sort of researching, I was trying to find the original tip on the internet, and I found that there's now a whole website. It's tamponcraft.com.
I love it.
I highly recommend it. Recommend that you go and check it out, and they have things that you could. It tells you how to make like a blowgun out of tampons with like tampon bullets.
That's
quite exciting. And there's a Father's Day page, which is my favourite.
Bliss.
It tells you how to make your father a toupee out of tampons
dipping them in brown ink. Father's Day gifts than tampons, really.
Exactly.
It's just a one-way ticket to love.
Exactly.
Thank you, dear.
But I remember my mum ringing me up once and saying, hello, pet, what are you doing? Are you busy? And what I couldn't say was, well, actually, Mum, I'm busy making salt dough penises to hang on the inside of my husband.
Enough!
No, I want to hear it. Helen did that buzzer. I want to hear it.
No, it was in a show where he had to be a flasher, and I was making salt dough penises and painting them pink, a nice rosy pink. And I said, I'm making scones.
What is this show that Dad was in that he had to have a flasher mac full of salt dough penises?
I can't remember. He was always in that kind of show.
Whoa!
We're hearing a lot about Ellie's background tonight. Is there any wonder she's a funny lady now?
Has Dad still got the mac? Does he bring it out on, special nights in?
Well, I think he just flashes now.
Ellie hit the buzzer.
Oh my god. My
dear,
mother's handbag is full of white powder and my father's a flasher. Anyway, it's time for another Let's Ask Grandmas. So, Lee and Ray. So, you've raised 7 children between you, not counting husbands. What are your top three tips from all that sort of accumulated wisdom and experience? What are your top three tips for parenting or for just for life? Mm. You know, whatever you like.
Just keep talking.
Stay close to your friends. You're going to need them.
Oh.
Your friends are very important in your life to help you get through a lot. And the older you get, the more you get to appreciate them, I think, really. And I wish I'd done two things before I'd had children. One was have an allotment and the other one was, you've put me off my throat.
Mum was getting an allotment.
And had a dog. I wish I'd had a dog first. And an allotment. The more you put into the soil, the better. This is very serious. The more crap you put into the soil, then the more you get out of it.
Yeah? Wait, so the more crap you put into your children,
the more input you have into your children, the more you get back.
Is it like when I give Charlie six donuts just to watch him go wacky and exactly. round and round like a exactly. rat in a trap?
And the dog, I wish I had trained you more like a dog. I think I could do better a second time around, but not with Charlie because he's not mine. It's not my role.
What would you do differently?
Smack you.
I would have
probably been firmer. And as a grandma, you've got to stand back, actually, and let your kids get on with their own kids. You've got to keep stum as much as you can manage.
We see it in your faces. We know. We can tell. You don't have to use your words.
In fact, a friend of mine, her daughter, hi, Amy, was in a job interview to teach, and she said to the interviewers, children are like dogs. And then she saw their faces, and then she said, I'm a bit dyslexic. Children are like gods.
That's genius.
It's genius, yeah. Mm, yeah. And Bette Davis said, famously, if your children have never said that they hate you, you've been a bad parent. I am a great parent.
Five-star review. Excellent. Yeah. Mother?
Aww. Right, my three tips are don't lose your sense of humour. And as Helen has quoted, what do I often say?
Mum always says, if you don't laugh, you'll cry. That was our house rules.
Yeah.
And it's very true.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. You have to do that, even though you laugh hysterically.
Yeah. You're slitting your wrist.
And you've got to learn to zip up your lips and not say anything, even though you'd like to give advice. I had a mother-in-law that gave me a lot of advice.
She's dead, it's fine. We can talk about it.
And I didn't really like a lot of her advice.
What did she say?
No more children.
and don't offer advice unless needed.
Yeah.
So that's... Because I think more problems are caused by often parents sort of giving advice when it's not needed.
And it can be taken the wrong way, especially if you're stressed out. I think I've relaxed now that I'm five years into parenting, but I was so, so determined to do it and... be right that any kind of advice felt like an insult.
Yes.
When it criticism. It wasn't. Yeah. But I just felt, because I was so wound up kind of going, I'm going to do this right. I've always wanted to be a mum.
Yeah.
And, you know, if anyone said anything, I'd just be in bits. Yeah. I'd either want to...
I hope I didn't.
No, you're fine, Mum. But just people in the street. Yeah. Like, you know, the baby was screaming. I was, you know, in John Lewis, everything was... manic, and then I just picked up Matilda, and then someone said, "See, all she needed was a cuddle," and I just was like, and I can see why people were probably looking at me thinking she's stressed out, she needs reassurance, but all I saw was, you're doing it wrong, and I think as I get older and as I, you know, feel much more relaxed about parenting, then I can kind of take it and also take things on the chin. But I think, you know, when you're in the throes of new parenthood, you are so sensitive and you feel very vulnerable, so any kind of unwanted advice is very unwanted, isn't it?
Right, let's do something scummy, Helen. I'm feeling a bit too
nice. So should we get into the grotty granny confessions?
Oh, let's do it.
I think we should start with some external grannies to begin with, just to warm up, and we've had some gross granny confessions to us We have, ladies. Don't be you should be quite reassured by these ones.
Do you want to read the first one? This is from the Facebook, isn't
this
it?
This is from the Book of Face, yes. Lovely Huey, who comes from us from Bangkok. He says that my grandmother used to chew my food up with her falsies and then feed them to me as a baby. Oh. This is a true story, people. And it makes me throw up in my mouth a little bit every time I think about it.
Oh, yuck!
Now, grannies, have you ever given any of your grandchildren something that's been in your mouth?
You have, Mum. I've seen you do.
No, have I? I do test to see if things are hot or too hot by.
So a little bit of lick.
Bit of a bite.
By eating half their fish finger. A bit with the ketchup on. But you don't masticate. Do you masticate?
No. I'm your mother, and I don't wish to hear that from you.
I've sounded the buzzer myself. I've done it again. I've gone too far.
Ellie's gone too far.
Oh dear. God. Yolanda Starr, am I saying that right?
I think that's right, yes.
Apologies, Yolanda, if I'm not. But Yolanda says, my grandma used to freak me out as a kid when I visited by saying, so glad you visited, dear. This may be the last time we see each other because I will die soon. Then she went on to live to 101.
What a witch.
Good for you, Grandma Star, I say. Yeah, good for you.
I think it's the bitter ones that always end up living the longest, isn't it? It keeps them going.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
So we've got one more.
Heather. Dear Heather.
Lovely Heather.
Came to us today with her wonderful story. She said that her parents look after her little boy and that when they go out, they just used to take a paper cup for him to wee in if they were out at the park or whatever. And it became a bit of a tradition, a bit of a thing. And so the little boy, when he visited Grandma and Grandpa's house, just grabbed a pint glass and weed into a pint. I think we know where this story is going.
That's a smart kid, I say.
This was the thing. And then apparently the little boy, weeded in a pint glass and then put it up on the bench and then promptly forgot about it. And apparently Grandpa has beer o'clock at 6 o'clock and he likes to have his beer. And he went past and drank the boy's
It's an easy mistake to make,
isn't it? It's very
London beer.
How much actually went in, do you know?
I don't think a lot, but enough for it to be a family legend.
Oh, God, it's taking me back to Penis Beaker all over again. No one wants to go back there.
No. So well done. Thank you, Heather, for sharing. That's quite a quality review.
I had an essay from a kid in school once, and they were writing about their families, and about their family history and blah. This kid said that all the children in their family had done their teething on Grandad's shin bone.
He
rolled up his trouser leg and rolled down his socks, and they didn't have teething, but they just gnawed away his leg until they cut their teeth, and they all took turns. They all did it.
Are you sure about this?
Yes. And do you think I could make that up?
I don't know. Sounds bizarre.
Thank you for that story, Katie.
Thank you, Katie.
Yeah. Lovely.
Weird. Mm. So let's turn to our gracious/grubby grannies.
Yes. Yes.
Do you have a confession you would like to share with us? Lee is shaking
her
head.
She's more gracious than grubby, obviously.
My mum is well grubby, so...
No, well, actually, yesterday I force-fed Charlie because...
My son, Charlie.
Your son, Charlie.
Okay, yeah. Like foie gras, was it?
For his pudding, I had got him this no-nonsense, no-rubbish ice cream, which...
Was it made of hemp?
Yes. Ice cream lolly, and it said, I've got no rubbish in me whatsoever. And I thought, that's jolly good, even though it's very, very pink, and it's shaped like a very well-known TV character. Pig.
Oh, yes. I know, we've done
Peppa
that.
Pig. It's not the BBC.
So anyway, on the packet, there is Peppa Pig looking all lovely and sweet and dainty. And you get it out of the packet, and it's like it's like a pink elephant man.
The eyes are askew
and the snout, and he said... I don't like it. And I said, well, it's your pudding, Charlie, and you have to eat it. And I've opened it now.
It's a Peppa Pig Picasso lolly.
Eat the head first. And he did. But I kind of made him eat it, even though it looked like, a dead zombie. A live zombie.
So you made my child consume something he was frightened of. Well, Helen, it's Scummy Mummy confession time now. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, well, I just want to say, my mum has been living in her house for the last 10 days. And in that time, my son hasn't eaten one vegetable.
Cucumber.
Oh, no, but he spat it out, remember?
Oh yeah, but it counts.
So, but how many sweets do you think Hugo has eaten in the last?
I don't know. It's been a party every day since I've been here.
So last night, about 6 o'clock, while Mum and I were sitting outside having a wine, Hugo just ate a bowl of Haribo, didn't he? While we watched. That's pretty scummy, I think.
Yeah. It's Halloween.
It's Halloween.
Yeah, Charlie consumed so much sugar and black food colouring last night. His teeth have almost literally fallen out. So there we are. That's Mum's. It might just be the black food colouring. I can't really see.
But yeah, Mum's just witnessed a lot of scumminess at our house. There's been a lot of wee's and poos on the floor. Oh, and
we don't have to go into that.
No, that's the show, Mum. You've missed it. We're in episode 7. We're already there. Yes.
Don't forget, Lee, the bus is there for you to use. You need it, Lee. You just pull the eject cord any time. So my scummy mummy confession today is this happened, and this did happen just today, actually. Oh. I went to Lewisham and Charlie went, "Get this raisin out my nose." And I went, "Have you put a raisin in your nose?" And he went, "Yeah." And I went, "Oh, brilliant." And he's never actually put anything up his nose before, so he didn't really know what to do. And I said, "Right, I'll phone my friend Jessie, who's been a previous guest on the podcast and is a nurse.
She's a go-to for advice."
Yeah. And she said, "You know, you could go to A&E, probably come out on its own." And I said, "Well, I'm not uptight. I'll just relax and we'll just, you know, carry on with our day and it will just come out naturally." So obviously I spent the next 30 minutes wandering around the Lewisham Shopping Centre every 2 minutes shining the torch on my mobile phone up his nose.
Oh no.
And like, so pushing his nose up like a pig so I could see right up there of him going, "Don't like it, don't do it, I don't like it, I don't like it."
Did you just stick some kind of vacuum thing? People who say that, you know, when kids were blocked in the nose, that they would just suck it out themselves. Like a South African friend said, "No, that's what we do. We just stick," because you know when they're all banged up and they go, and you think, "Oh, just get that booger out of their nose because they're so little." And she said, "Oh no, just suck it out myself and put the boogers in my mouth."
So yeah, and then eventually we were in Poundland. Yeah, he started going, "Oh, the raisin," and it came out of his nose.
Oh, God.
And I stood in Lewisham Poundland holding a bogey-covered raisin. And it wasn't just covered, because it had sort of absorbed the snot. Yeah. So it had swollen up like a grape. It had been reconstituted with snot. And I stood there in Lewisham Poundland holding this snot grape, thinking, "This is my life. This is what it's come down to. This is pretty scummy. I'm going to put this on the podcast."
Thank you, Charlie.
So there we are. And then I didn't know what to do with it. What would you have done with it in this situation?
Ziploc bag.
Oh, I didn't have a Ziploc bag.
So you have your Ziploc bags, and then
the Bear Grylls of snot. <That's it. laughs>
Put it in a nice vial and present it to him on his birthday.
Look, son. Well, I ended up, I found a receipt in my pocket and I put it in the receipt and I scrunched it up and it's still in my coat pocket now. So, listeners, if anyone would like to own the Poundland snot
grape, take a photo and put it on the website.
Maybe we'll do that.
Yeah, that's nice. That's a nice touch.
I think that's kind of it, really. Unless, grandmas, if there's anything else you'd like to, any pearls of wisdom, any confessions?
Have you got any favourite grandmas out there? You know, not your own, maybe you're related to. Have you got any women grandma?
That's my son-in-law's mother.
Grandma Jean.
Grandma Jean. And she's very lovely. And it's great having somebody to share it with who knows exactly what you're thinking and feeling. And you've got lots of stuff to share. That's very nice. And I'm very lucky.
Yes, and she's a lovely, lovely grandma.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. And I think we should probably say that Ellie and I are very fortunate that we have fantastic mothers and that we have a positive relationship with our mothers. Mm. And we feel very grateful, near and far, that they're very special grannies. Thank you very much for your love and whiskers.
Non-eyebrows. Matilda mentioned this week about talking about eyebrows, and she said, "Well, some old people don't have eyebrows.
They don't. They grow on your chin."
That's right. Looking straight at me.
But no, I do feel very lucky having a nice mum who is very, very supportive and has a good sense of humour, which is what I need around my house.
And we're very fortunate having lovely daughters.
Oh, Oh, feel the love.
Thank you so much for being lovely grandmas and for coming on the podcast, but also for, like, you know, having us and raising us and looking after our kids and all that. All that remains is to say thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Thank you to everyone who has recommended the show to their friends, which I know some people have told us they've been doing. Please keep doing that.
Oh, please like us on the Facebook and on the Twitter, and also if you feel inclined, give us a 5-star review on iTunes.
Oh, please, if you feel inclined, give us two. Why not?
Just anything.
Our website is scummymummies.com. The Facebook is facebook.com/scummymummies
Podcast, that's right, Ellie.
You can email scummymummiespodcast@gmail.com.
And we're on the Twitter at scummymummies.
Yeah, and we don't have a Pinterest, but that's probably in the best interest of everyone
I think. So like us, love us, share us.
Thank you so much, wonderful, lovely, gracious grannies, for coming on the podcast. We love you very much, and we think you've been fantastic.
So far.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.